Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, this is a Warriors team that spent its first half dedicated to leaving you wanting more from them. I mean, every time I look at the Warriors, every other time I'm looking at the Warriors, I want to see more from them than we actually are. The big boy Warriors, like officially healthy. Sure, it was Curry's first game back, but, you know, you expect him to just hop on that bike and ride it again. And in many ways, he kind of did. Wasn't a great shooting night for him. Wasn't really expecting him to have to be great to beat, what was it, JV Suns team. It was the big boy Warriors against the little boy Suns. And they close out their 8-game homestand with 3 losses in a row that are just ugly, ugly, and then maybe the ugliest of all just last night, Ray.
Yeah, the final score was not at all indicative of the way the game went. But we should have probably seen this coming, given that the first night back, when you all of a sudden insert 3 new starters who have been out, is going to be pretty chaotic. The fact that it was as chaotic as it was, as quickly as it was, might have been a surprise. And the fact that they got out-rebounded. I mean, they gave up 57 rebounds. 57. You know, and, you know, a lot of that was the fact that these two teams just shot every chance they received to pass. But Bismack Biyombo shouldn't be owning you the way he did. And Torrey Craig, you know, shouldn't go 12-14. You know, it's one of those things where when a coach comes out after the game and said, I didn't have them prepared, what I think he's saying is they didn't prepare themselves, because these guys are veterans. They know how to do this. So it's not about I didn't have them prepared. It's Steve Kerr trying to send a message without sending the message where people can hear it, because they looked flat. They looked like they hadn't seen each other in months, which, frankly, is almost true.
It is almost true. Will you meet me halfway in the middle of the street to agree on this, though? Of all teams in the NBA, if there's a single starting five that should know how to play together, regardless of how much time off in between the last game all five were actually able to play together, it's these five guys. I mean, these five guys have won multiple championships. So when those five guys, yeah, I understand a few trips up and down the floor, you're getting your sea legs back, and I'm not expecting a big minute workload or an extremely efficient shooting night from someone who's just returning from a long absence, but Curry gets held to a higher standard, and I think the Warriors starting five should be held to that same higher standard of, you guys have a shorter runway to land on if the argument is, yeah, we just need to play a little bit together. To feel like these guys have been playing together so much for so many years now, it should be a little more rote than it certainly looked last night. And you're right. Steve Kerr will be joining us live at 5 today. Last night, he did all he could to fall on the sword himself.
I take responsibility for that. I clearly didn't have our guys ready to play, so that's my fault. I've got to do a better job of giving them the slap in the face that Phoenix gave us in the first quarter. These games are always go like this. A team's got a bunch of starters out, and then all the guys who normally don't play much, they can't wait to get out there. A guy like Saric comes out and just kicks our butt. These are all NBA players. These guys are all great players. This is the league. There's no easy days in the league. So I think the combination of, you know, that dynamic and then us getting some guys back and trying to find our rhythm, it really got us off to a slow start. But I did like the fact that we competed in that fourth quarter and fought like crazy, because sometimes in this league, you forget how hard it is to win a game. It's really hard to win an NBA game. And the difference between winning and losing is like that. One team has the edge emotionally, like Phoenix did, and they set a tone right away. That's all it takes. They made 14 threes and had 20 offensive rebounds because they were the more aggressive team, the more confident team. So I'm hoping that that fourth quarter was the team that I have come to know and love and recognize, but we have to show that in the first quarter, not in the fourth quarter, and it's my job to try to get that out of them.
Steve always says the right things out loud. He doesn't do anything to embarrass his team, but that was an embarrassing defeat. All things considered, even with the inconsistency that this team has been dealing with, just based on availability, Ray, they need to be, especially that starting five, they need to be more consistent than that in any and all scenarios. That's why you're all making big bucks.
I get why you can make the case that, well, first night back, they're going to have some problems, but you shouldn't fall behind by 30 to Phoenix's second string. Now, he referred to Saric, who, frankly, would be a perfect Warrior, because I think he does a lot of the things that they have been looking for. I mean, if they could figure out a way to pry him loose, which they can't, of course, I mean, he'd be a great get. But the rest of it, I mean, just Torrey Craig having his way and Biombo having his way. Mikal Bridges is a good player, but Dwayne Washington? You know?
Can't happen.
Well, it can happen. It did happen, but it shouldn't happen.
You can't let Damian Lee have the revenge game, watch me, mom and dad game. He did. He had 22 last night. It's just, you can't let that happen. And the Warriors looking to, you know, have Curry come bounding back into the conversation in the last game they wrapped up on an 8-game homestand that looked like, I mean, this thing is wrapped up to come home at 6-2. Worst case scenario, 5-3 sounds awful. I mean, it really does, considering how the three losses came about.
Well, when they came about, because they're the most recent. I mean, that's the other thing, is that it's now been a week since they looked like the team that you saw a week and a half ago, thinking, yeah, maybe they're figuring it out. Even when Kerr is talking about how hard they competed in the fourth quarter, they still gave up 27. You know, the only reason why they cut the lead at all is because they threw up 29 shots in the fourth quarter because it was, you know, it was what the hell time, and they ended up with 34. But when I hear Steve Kerr say we competed like, you know, we competed our ass off, I expect to see the other team scoring 18, 19 points because the Warriors have defended. There wasn't much defense being played last night, really, at any stretch. It was just a matter of they started making more shots in the fourth quarter, but they didn't look materially better.
The only slack I'm going to cut them is the Magic have actually caught a little bit of an on-the-road West Coast heater here on this trip. That's it.
And the Magic has been, all of a sudden, a tough out on this trip. I mean, they scared the hell out of Sacramento. I think they won last night. I mean, they're not bad. Well, they are bad. I take it back. But they're less bad now than they were 2 weeks ago. And every team can catch a little fire from time to time. But, you know, Steve Kerr sort of tipped his hand when he said, I didn't have them ready. Steve Kerr always has them ready.
Well, if they're not ready,
it's because they did it to themselves.
Right. It's up to them. They're all big boys. They're all grown men. And it's, this team is way too far down the road of competition to need a rah-rah head coach. And let's face it, professionally, rah-rah head coaches don't last very long in the first place. I'm sure Steve had him ready to play, but the team's energy was just wrong. Full stop, it was wrong. Mike in San Francisco, real quick. You're on 95.7 The Game. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
Hey, I want to say that, contrary to belief, Steve Kerr does have them ready, per se, but from game to game, situation, it seems to be a problem. It's no coincidence that Mike Brown and Willie Shaw, with the guy named down in New Orleans, He's got these guys playing. The Warriors missing some good coaches.
They are.
Okay? They missed some good coaches. And I like to think that nobody's going to beat the Warriors in seven games, man. I wouldn't bet against it.
Mike, there's a part of me that wants to just automatically nod along, because until someone does it, it really isn't done. Knocking the Warriors out of a seven-game series, while they've all been healthy and available for an entire seven-game series, it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened. But I can see it happening this year. I can see it happening with effort like last night showed us. This is not a team that they used to be. I mean, I think that that's pretty obvious. We have enough of a sample size. We are 41 games into an 82-game season. And at the halfway mark, it's tough to say anything better than a C-minus, round it up to a solid C based on some availability and injuries, which played into the mix. But man, oh man, it just, I got main Warrior questions that we're coming on back with. We will ask plenty of Warrior questions to Steve Kerr when he joins us live at 5, and obviously a lot of questions ready to go for our friend Mike Salk when he joins us later on this hour, because we got playoff football happening this weekend, which means before the end of the day, Ray, I'm just going to warn you, we're probably going to achieve maximum football. It's coming your way this afternoon.
Well, give me a chance to leave the room then.
I'll do everything I can to give you a fair warning.
And by the caller, when he referred to Willie Shaw, meant Willie Green.
I, that's okay.
Well, corrections in real time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.